Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and you have Watash here, as we say. Phone lines are 605-4567. Put your phone next to you and feel free to hop into the conversation. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat room. Sun Gold. Oh, and Jared, of course, is at the helm. Okay, Jared, good morning and news. Not news. Tell me what the weather is. Or the news. I don't care. It's Friday.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It is currently 66 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 107, unfortunately. Low of 68.
You know, what is this hundreds? I mean, is it going to slow down a little bit?
I don't know. It keeps changing really quickly, like day by day. But tomorrow we see a high of 109, a low of 70. On Sunday, a high of 106, a low of 71. On Monday, a high of 101, a low of 70. And on Tuesday, 95. So that'll be nice.
Tuesday, 95. Sweater day. Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. We've been around a couple of decades that provide just outstanding customer service that care about our community. Give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, National Day.
It's Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Yay! Now, some people don't like vanilla ice cream. I can't understand. I think it's un-American if you don't like vanilla ice cream. On the other hand, there's other people that don't like, I mean, they can't understand why you just like vanilla ice cream and there's so many other flavors out. What's your favorite?
Pistachio.
Pistachio. Now, see, I'm not condemning you for that. Yet when I, you know, when I said today, this morning, I just really like vanilla ice cream, Jared goes,
I think I actually said you're weird.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. Okay, what other day is it today?
It is Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Okay, I'm in on that one. Yep, I'm married to a gorgeous grandma. So, okay, thank you. And with me, sitting across the table, is Katrina. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Let's get that down a little bit. Okay, say it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And Katrina, of course, is from Haven Humane. And in your little box there, you have, or your carrier is?
A little kitten. His name is Stork. He's very cute. He's an all-black kitten. I think people have a lot of misconceptions about black cats, but they're typically pretty loving. Stork is 3 months old. He is ready to go home. He's very sweet. He has kind of like medium-length hair, I'd say, and he has really pretty kind of hazily eyes.
Yeah, and you're always looking for a good home for a kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she's been fixed?
Yes.
Or she, right?
He.
He's been fixed. He's been, you don't chip cats, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do chip cats. Oh, okay. And he's been chipped. Fixed. He's ready to go. If you come down today, you can take, what's his name?
Stork.
Stork. Stork.
Yeah, he has a brother named Finch, so they're both ready to go.
So you can take Stork and Finch home.
Yeah, say, why not?
Hey, hon, I'm bringing Stork and Finch, and here, you know, your other half thinks you're bringing home a couple birds. Then you show up with two kittens.
Yeah, exactly.
You should always get two, though, right?
It's recommended. You don't absolutely have to. It's not a hard and fast rule, but definitely if you'd like your little kitten to have a little buddy, it's nice for them to get to play together.
Okay, we have a picture of Stork.
And for some reason, it's sideways. I don't know why that happened.
I don't know. You know, but we have a picture of Stork. Oh, no, if you hit it, click it again, it comes out right. Okay, picture of Stork, pretty little kitty. and Katrina is holding. And I frankly have no idea how to get back out of this now that I have I have poked this into my computer. I got it. Okay, we're back again. Well, good. What else is going on down there?
So we have our Zumba Bash coming up. It's going to be held by Anderson Family Fitness. That is going to be on August 21st. It's going to be a really fun event. There's going to be music, food, there's going to be a raffle, and personally what I think the best part of it is it's Roaring Twenties themed, so you can come dressed up as a flapper, dance, have a good time. The tickets are $20 pre-sale and $25 at the door. You can purchase them through our website, havenhumane.org, or you can purchase them in person at our organization as well.
Great. Okay, if you're looking for a little kitty and his brother, you ought to go on down to Haven Humane today.
Definitely. If you want to give us a call, the number is 241-1653.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, my Sleep Number setting moves around, but my Sleep Number setting last night was 40. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. We have the smart bed, the one that can adjust to you if you want it to while you move during the night. But, you know, I don't have mine like that. I just have it's where we can lift ourselves up to watch TV or read, or you can elevate your feet. You know, it takes pressure off your back. You know, we truly, truly enjoy Sleep Number. We've never slept better than we have over the last 6-7 years since we've gotten our mattresses. We had the original mattress, and then we just traded for this one, and we're very, very happy with it. And, you know, to sleep, though, it takes a little bit more than just hopping into bed. Do you stop watching your computer or TV half an hour before you go to bed? You know, maybe read a little bit, things that can relax you. All that helps to get a good night's sleep. But you can always get a good night's sleep on Sleep Number. And you can save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. It ends this Monday. So head to the Target Shopping Center, over to the store there, to the Sleep Number store, and see Steve or any of the other professionals in there. And of course, this ends Monday. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back with Talkarama with Maria Tana.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m. Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. With an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
It's Friday, and now it's time for a brand new segment, Talkarama with Maria Donna. Hi, I'm Maria Donna. Throughout the week, I interview nearby residents and ask them how they really feel about what's happening around them.
Okay, and I'm sitting right here with Maria Donna. Good morning there.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, I love having you come in here, Linda and I, love having you come in here. You're always bright and cheerful.
Thank you.
and I find it, people go, when they listen to the segment and say, I don't know if I could go up and talk to people. I said, she is such a pleasant person that when she approaches somebody, there's no threat there. And there's no feeling like, that they're going to, mess with your answers or anything. It's just, hi. What do you think about this? It's cool.
Yeah, so, I'm glad you think so.
Well, there's obviously other people think so, too. Now, so what's up this week?
For this week, I asked people around town about the law enforcement here in Redding. I was curious to know what they think of this town's law enforcement team and what kind of experiences they've had with them.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's rock.
What's your name?
My name's Nicole Gosney.
Hi, Nicole. And you're from Reading?
I am.
What do you think about the Reading law enforcement?
I think they're a very supportive organization for our community. I've never had any negative interactions with them. I have two small children, so anytime that we've come in contact with them, whether we're walking down the road or driving down the road, they're always really friendly to my kids, and they just make their day, make them smile by saying hi.
Oh, really? That's nice. And you said you've never had any bad experiences with them. Do you know of anyone who's had bad experiences with the Reading Police Department?
No, I haven't.
So you don't have anything to, tell them to improve or something?
Not at the moment. I think they're doing a really good job trying to fight the fire season. Trying to support our community with the homeless camps that are around town and trying to clean up the community and keep us safe.
That's really nice. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. What's your name? First name will do.
Dana.
Dana, what do you think about the law enforcement here in Reading?
I think we need as much law enforcement as we can have because I think the police department is overloaded with way too much stuff that they have to be responsible for.
Mm. And have you had any bad experiences with them before?
No.
But you think there's room for improvement?
Well, there's always room for improvement in every aspect of life. But I think our major problem is that we don't have enough policemen. Mm-hmm. So. And social workers and teachers. And I, we're teachers, so, you know, we've had to deal with the police in the past in a very positive way. So it hasn't been a negative thing for us. So, for me anyway, I think you feel the same way. Yeah. So we just need more training too. Everybody can use more training. So I think the police, if we're going to have police officers come, we need to have a lot more training for them.
Mm-hmm. What, if you're going to rate their performance now, how are you going to rate it?
What would you give? I don't deal with the police on a regular basis, so it's very hard for me to give you that. If I've had to call the police because of, you know, we had a car stolen, they've always been very kind and they've always come and we've just, so I, but I'm not really willing to give a 1 to 10 rating because I don't deal with them a lot.
Okay, so, understandable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your time, Dana.
See you later.
See you. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Gary.
Hi, Gary. And what do you think about the Reading police law enforcement here in Reading?
I mean, I have no problems with law enforcement. I mean, I don't have any problems with lawbreakers. For me, life is good.
Mm-hmm. And have you had any bad experiences with the law enforcement here in Reading?
Maybe, you know, 15 or 25 years ago, I had an incident involving my teenage son that I thought they were being a little bit pushy, aggressive, but that worked out okay.
Other than that, you didn't have any, like, personal bad experiences with the law enforcement here in Reading?
True.
And do you think there's any room for more improvement for the law enforcement?
You know, there's room for improvement for everybody, for me, for you, law enforcement. We can all do better if we put our minds to it.
Do you think they can perform better for the community?
Again, we can all do better. We can all do better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Good morning. What's
Good
your name?
Good morning. Mary House.
Hi, Mary. What do you think about the Reading law enforcement?
I think it is doing pretty darn well considering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that everyone is having problems right now. But I think on the big scope, we're handling our problems pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And have you personally had any bad experiences with them?
Never.
Never before?
The only bad experience I've had with them is the fact that they have sold the rights to ticket people who are going through red lights to some out-of-state area. And so if you go through a red light and you're caught, it's between $400 and $500. It's just outrageous, I think. So that was my one experience, and I was very unhappy about that. But that wasn't really with the police.
Aside from
it's just a political point of view.
Okay. And how do you think they're handling the community problems in the community?
I think homelessness is a huge problem, but I think it isn't any huger here than it is in. I visit Portland. I visit the East Bay. Mm-hmm. I see it as a universal, huge problem. And I think it's a problem that the whole community needs to be involved in solving, not just the police.
Okay. And thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Stay safe all the time. Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. What do you think about the Reading law enforcement?
I'm a firm believer that we need law enforcement, and I think we should support them.
And have you had any bad experiences with them before?
No, ever.
Not ever.
Yeah.
And how do you think they're handling the problems here in the community?
I think they're doing what they can do, but I think we need more support in helping some of the problems with crime. I think they need more support.
So based on what you're saying, you think people are not, the law enforcement is not receiving enough support from the community?
Correct. I think they need more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Is that it? Oh,
yeah,
okay. Now, you know what? Somebody has a comment in our chat room that says, how interesting. Maybe you should have gone outside the jail and asked the people and asked people there what they thought. But
that'd
you know,
be interesting.
That wouldn't have been, no.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have done that because of, and I'll tell you why, is you can't, Where'd you find these people? Where'd you find your people at?
I always go to my go-to place is the Sundial Bridge. I
think that's a good place.
Yeah.
No, don't go under the bridge.
No, not under the bridge.
There's trolls.
Yeah.
There's trolls under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Donna, I think that when I talk to law enforcement, as you know, we have the sheriff and the chief of police on every month, that they, and then sometimes members of their staff, they all feel like the support in Reading is really good compared to what they see in other municipalities in large cities across the United States. What did you draw from this?
To be honest, I knew that none of the people I had interviewed had something bad to say about Reading's law enforcement team. But in a matter of a year of me staying here, though, I've seen that they are doing their best they can to promote peace and make sure everyone's safe. I've also never heard of anyone saying they've had a bad experience with law enforcement here in Reading. You know, none of my friends or my husband, none of them are saying, you know, they've had any bad experiences with the...
Well, you know, like the vast majority of us obey, you know... We pretty much obey the rules.
Yeah.
I know what the lady's upset about the red light cameras.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could get upset about that because Linda seems to have a regular affair going on with red light cameras that she goes through. And it's always when she turns right. It's mm-hmm. not like she goes through it. Anyway, there's no law enforcement community that's perfect.
Yeah.
They're just not. They're made up of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like the military is a cross section of our society. So is law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I think most people want law enforcement to be, to enforce the law without a prejudice in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, there'll be people that disagree wholeheartedly with me on this, that I think the Reading Police and the Shasta County Sheriffs are pretty much enforcing the law the way I would like it to be done.
They are doing their best.
Doing their best,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Now, next week, we're going to put our heads together.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some things happening. And I'm thinking about maybe asking people, what do you think about Wind River moving forward?
The casino?
With the casino.
Okay.
You know, because right now it's on hold. But mm-hmm. be nice to hear what some, you know, what different people think about, should it go? You know, should it be able to move forward
uh-huh.
or not? And why?
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
yeah,
that's just one thought.
Yeah.
Because the casino's not dead. Nope. They've got a new secretary mm-hmm. of the interior who has a lot to say about that. But thank you again.
Thank you so much for your time.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm just going to rest.
You've got a tough job. In case you don't know, Maria Donna works at a facility, an assisted living facility
mm-hmm.
for people with dementia.
Yes.
And, you know, you are, you know, any of those people there, and I've come to know a few of them when I had a friend there, are just angels.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, you are, and your patience and your obviously your love for humanity.
That's very important.
Well, it is, and it's tough, So I'd like to thank you for so many other people whose lives that you do touch.
You're welcome.
There. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank was started with one thought in mind. I mean, you could look at their goals, you could look at their mission statements, but what is it? It was to help our community move their dreams forward, and they have just done a great job. Cornerstone Community Bank, it's got 3 branches right now and a new one that's going to open up in Anderson here soon. They're located in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown in Reading. And, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 729 in the morning, 70 degrees out there on today, the 23rd of July.
Once again, it's Talkorama with Maria Donna. Be sure to join me Fridays right here on KCNR. Throughout the week, I hit the streets and ask residents how they feel about what's really happening in our community, in our state, country, or world. Let your voice be heard on KCNR.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Dinorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Is there a better Western theme than from the Magnificent Seven? And unfortunately, this great theme, you know, of course, the Magnificent Seven, the original Magnificent Seven, of course, was, I've won bets because I can name every one of them, every one of the seven. Most people can get most of them, but they fall out on horseball colts and the other one, Brad Dexter. The rest of, you know.
Harry Luck?
Huh?
Oh, I was looking at the character names.
No, no.
Brad Dexter played Harry Luck.
That's right. And he was the one that was the first one killed. But people don't remember his name. They get everybody else's. But that. But what a great. Unfortunately, that theme song went on to the all the sequels of the Magnificent Seven, and they went downhill, every one of them, after the original one, of course. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:34 in the morning, and here on the 23rd of July, 71 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that has been in the business for well over 20 years. If anybody knows more about fixing windshields, repairing windshields, and Jeff Wurst, I defy you to come in here and tell me why. That's right. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Like I said, it's a better-known business. Guarantees his work. A true professional. He's not going to fool around with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it. He fixed a 13-inch crack on my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment for a free consultation, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And in front of me, with me, is the proprietors and the owners of Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. I have here Kevin Elo.
Good morning.
And Rachel Lang.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's start with you, Kev. We're going to put you on the spot first.
All right.
Tell us who you are, and how'd you get into physical rehab?
Sure.
Like this?
Well, Kevin Elo, I'm actually credentialed several different ways as a physical therapist, an athletic trainer, and strength and conditioning specialist, as well as an ergonomic assessment specialist. So I kind of see patients that are across the whole spectrum from field of injury through elite level rehab. So kind of like you'd see at, you know, college pro kind of levels. And certainly we're working with other folks. Got involved with physical therapy many years ago, back in about seventh grade, actually, and injured my own ACL playing soccer. Normally I was playing goalie, and coach had me out in the field for a moment, and was running with another kid and felt a huge pop at the knee, and that's kind of how the whole career path started at that point. Little did I know I'd spend the next essentially 2 years in rehab, both injuring it and then rehabbing and injuring it and rehabbing, and continue to play sports, and just never sort of left therapy since that point. You know, shadowed at different hospitals and settings, and then gradually moved into physical therapy school, and that was kind of the
well.
Rest
now
of that.
You know, people think physical therapy school, but we have a close family friends here. Their son just graduated from Grand Canyon. Is it Grand Canyon down in Arizona?
Right.
And in this, and training strength, but physical rehab, sports physical rehabilitation.
Sure.
So and he's a young man. He loves it, and there's a plethora of jobs out there. When you go for training, you're going to spend money for a degree.
Right.
You want to know at the end of it that, hey, I can get a job.
Yes.
And this seems to be a growing field here.
It really is. There's a lot of people getting injured in different sports and different aspects of life, and people just are living longer. And when they're living longer, they're engaging in a lot more activities for a lot longer period of time.
And we're going to talk about that one later on in the program.
Definitely.
So are you a Reading guy? Or
As of the last 6 years.
I
moved to Reading in July of 2015. Prior to that was in Northwest Indiana. Small little area there, Highland, Cherville, Crown Point, Indiana. We're about 25 miles outside of Chicago. So we were able to get to Chicago and see and do all kinds of things there, and all the different hospitals and physicians and surgeons there. And we were also 25 miles from some big cornfields and soy and dairy in the Midwest.
Well, you got you away from the, you could go into the city, enjoy all that, see all that.
Yes.
And then go back home.
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Rachel, it's your turn. Tell us who Rachel Lang is.
So I grew up in Iowa, I went to my undergrad in Wisconsin, and then I did physical therapy school in Texas, and I moved here about 4 years ago. And
how'd you get into physical therapy?
That was just a lot of trial and error. I thought I wanted to be an engineer first. Did an engineering camp and decided I that wasn't for me, then
that,
I...
That's just as important as finding what's right for you is finding what's not right,
right.
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, then decided to be a designer, studied that for a while, and then switched to personal training, and then finally settled on physical therapy.
Okay. And then you came to Reading
mm-hmm.
4 years ago. All right. Okay, so when we talk about... Now, your experiences, though, have been not just in Reading or a small town. You've been involved with the U.S. gymnastics team.
Correct.
Did I get that right?
That is correct,
That's
yes.
what I've been saying for the last few months.
That is correct. I was working with there's a few different aspects of gymnastics that a lot of people don't know. You see what's in the Olympics, which is known as artistic gymnastics, but there's also several other different aspects of it. And one of the ones that I was working with was trampoline and tumbling. It's its own different set of events, essentially, that doesn't quite
get
as much.
And you don't see them. You don't see them as much, but the trampoline is, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something on YouTube the other day. It's synchronized.
Yes.
Synchronized trampoline. And one of them missed, I mean, right off the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you think at that level,
yes.
where they're participating, and one of them goes off the side, then you understand how your kids can go, you know, right off the side.
Absolutely.
Why you need those nets up.
Absolutely. And they are jumping very high. They are 30 feet plus, and, they are constantly pushing the edge. And... falling from those heights and coming off trampolines is not a thing to be taken lightly, that's for sure.
Pro football.
I was working with the NFL Combine. I was fortunate to have some experience in the Indianapolis area where they were mm-hmm. doing a lot of the Combine activities and involved in some of the medical rechecks and
now,
other
explain
medical
to people
aspects,
what sir. The Combine is.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
The Combine is basically a showcase for... prospective NFL athletes, typically coming from college, and they go there and showcase their athleticism and other different aspects and facets of their abilities in games. And they're basically rated by coaches. They also get looked at with a fine-tooth comb for their medical history, and they find out if they had a splinter taken out of their little finger in fourth grade, essentially. Every
these
athlete
are the ones they see how high they can jump, how
right.
fast they are, how strong they are, and then see if they can... Essentially, and this is where you come in, is can they take the abuse?
Yes.
I mean, people don't realize that by the time they're up at that level, they've been playing football probably since they were kids. And, I mean, you know, to 10-year-olds and even younger if you see some of these things, all through high school, into college, and then now in the pros where now you've got guys as big as them.
Absolutely. That big of a...
This 250-pound guy running in and hitting a 185-pound, wide receiver. I mean, that's abuse.
Absolutely. And that's what the NFL really wants to make sure is... working well with particularly the college prospects coming up, someone that was maybe injured in college, and they want to make sure that their rehab and recovery has been full, and our job is to help that assessment process to make sure the strength has returned, their ability to balance, their ability to move and know where their limbs are, essentially. Seemingly simple stuff that we take for granted when we're not injured, but then once an injury happens, you realize that a lot of these deficits become more manifested and more magnified.
Yeah.
And, That's
an important thing.
Right.
Let's face it, pro football is money.
Yeah.
It gets right down to it for money.
And they want to make sure that those little details and those little percentages all add up, essentially. And each athlete, and if they're 1%, 2% off their game, all those percentages add up over the course of a whole team. And that's often the times differences between victory and losses.
How many people we have at the end of the year? I remember them saying, they were getting up into the playoffs for the first time since the first game. Some of these teams actually had their starting team back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 16 weeks that they've been playing with, substitutes. So anyway, I'm here with Rachel Lang and Kevin Elo, pro rehab, physical therapy. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it's not just athletes that you all work with. And you're working with people that you wouldn't consider to be athletes. They're people like me. That as you get older or you're doing things, that you pull things or you stretch then it's too much.
Absolutely.
And how you help those two. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber over at Estate Granite has been doing this for over 17 years. And Mike, also just does outstanding work. He's truly an artist when it comes to, granite, slate, marble. He can make your kitchen. He has the ability to make your kitchen look like it is an art gallery just by the type of work he does there. We gave him the key to our house and said, okay, here's the kitchen. Came back four or five days later, it was finished, and it truly was a work of art. So this is the kind of stuff that, the kind of performance that Mike Huber does. He works only by appointments, and you can give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. Learn more at estategranite.com. It's a better-known business. It guarantees that you're going to love it. We'll be right back with Kevin Elo and Rachel Lane.
Monday morning, you show the fight.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with two sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and the Blues Brothers. You ever seen that movie, Jared?
I have. I love that movie.
I love that movie. I have a lot of movies that have like music and stuff like that in, and I just skip through. Do you ever skip through the dialogue? I'm here with Rachel Lang and Kevin Elo from Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. Do y'all ever, you know, a lot of times there's musicals like, what is that, the Rock of Ages? Did you remember that one with Tom Cruise?
I didn't see that one.
I don't know if you ever saw that one. I think they had it at the Cascade, they did it. But I'll skip through all the dialogue and go right to the music. And I enjoy, you know. So I guess, you know, when they, hey, have you seen that? Yeah, I've seen it like four or five times, but it's, I haven't really seen the movie. I just go for the music there. And the Blues Brothers is one of them, like that.
Absolutely.
And like I said, I'm here with Rachel Lang and Kevin Elo of Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. And Rachel, we talk about athletes. Of course, everybody knows, you know, athletes are going to strain and do things. And so they have to, you know, you have to strengthen those areas. But what about people whose lives have been strenuous, and as we age, we need, we strain things, we pull things.
Right.
Do you see a lot of people like that?
We do, yeah. So we work with people that have had joint replacements or some that are deconditioned in order to strengthen and get back to the activities that they were doing previously if there's been a decline. We can also check for muscle imbalances or deviations in how people walk or their speed of walking in order to see if there's a higher risk of somebody falling or getting injured in order to kind of prevent those things. Or
helping people with balance. I would think as we get older, that is so important because that, what you hear about, you know, usually when you get, you know, older, people start to fall. I mean, it's always on a questionnaire. But helping people, like you just said, strengthening their balance ability, that's huge.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely do a lot of that.
Wow. So, okay, this is personal. Yesterday I went in to the orthopedic guy, and he tells me, you know, after the x-rays, he goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure your meniscus, which I was mispronouncing until you two came in today, it may be torn. And I'm not even sure what that is. What's the meniscus?
The meniscus is a piece of cartilage in your knee
that
kind of cushions the joint.
Oh, okay. And so he gave me a cortisone shot. And you two agreed with that. You're saying that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And he says, unless you want to go like full bore and going for surgery, which of course I always say no to, unless I'm laying on the table and don't have anything to say about it, which has also happened. So what can I do to strengthen? I mean, can I do anything because it is a cartilage? Can I do anything to kind of like help myself?
Yeah, you can strengthen the muscles surrounding the joint to support the joint, and you can decrease inflammation if there's, usually when you tear a meniscus, there's inflammation, so we can work to decrease the inflammation and just support the joint so that the impact on the meniscus isn't as high.
Okay, so if I can come down to you all, and you would put me through a regime of strengthening the leg right there.
And also balance, like you said.
And balance. Mm-hmm. I find that, you know, that is really interesting. You know, my friends, you know, many people, as you get a little bit older, you find that your balance isn't quite the way it used to be. And it affects you in so many things, anything from walking to riding horses to a number of things. So you work, Kevin, then you work on the muscle, and what else do you do? I mean, how do you help people achieve better balance?
Right. Well, we actually, first off, we do a full assessment. And that actually includes a lot of areas that people might otherwise not think are relevant.
Okay.
So the knee may be the place that you have your biggest problem and area of pain and so forth, but it may be the result of something a little bit different going on in your body. It could be a result of hip weakness, could be a result of maybe an ankle fracture that never really was just quite right after an injury 5-10 years ago. And then it eventually, the body compensated in a way that led to knee problems.
Well, I've read that your body compensates. That if you've got something wrong on one side of your body, the other side may be the one that comes out with the problem.
Correct. The analogy I typically use with patients in the clinic is if you walk around, you have a tack in your shoe, and you're walking kind of funny because you have a tack in your shoe, and then you kind of compensate with your knee, and then that kind of gets a little sore, so you start compensating with your hip, and then you start compensating with your lower back. You go into the doctor and say, I've got back pain going on because I've done all these compensations. Well, the good result of the assessment should be, well, let's take the tack out of your shoe. Let's not fix your back. Let's take the tack out of your shoe.
This is where your expertise, you all come in. You know, not saying a word about our doctors, but general practice doctors, when they're looking at you, don't have the expertise that you all have, the years of experience and training.
Mm-hmm. We have just different skill sets, basically.
Right.
You know, they work a lot on the inside of things, and we work with the musculoskeletal system, so it's very complementary in a lot of regards as well.
Do you get a... You know, I always ask this because you all are there to help people. You must have a genuine a feeling that wanting to assist. Rachel, do you get a certain sense of achievement when you see people walk in limping and walk out?
Definitely.
Not limping?
Yes. It makes the job worth it when someone says that you've helped them and they're able to do the things that they would like to be able to do.
Well, my life has led to going through physical therapy many times, and I can say that some physical therapists, you could feel, they don't really care. They're there. You're getting paid every 2 weeks. You know,
mm-hmm.
You get better.
Mm-hmm.
You all are entrepreneurs that have established your business, and you know, and I'm not slighting other people that aren't, but there's a certain drive that
mm-hmm.
you want, you know, that your actions toward your patients, because
yes.
Patients talk to other patients.
Yes, we really instill within the clinic that it's a unique experience for each person that comes through those doors. It might be the 872nd knee replacement that we've seen, but it's this patient's first knee replacement, and so they want to treat it as such. And we really seek to, as a complete team, really treat them in that particular fashion so that they are being well attended to and that they are each day trying to make progression and figure out what we're going to do to make a difference in their life each and every day. It sounds a little cliche at times, but that really is, I think, one of the things that we really strive for, to make a difference, you know, each day going forward, and give them homework to also empower them on their own four walls at home, not just within our four walls, to be able to manage their particular problem or injury at home as well. Then
I can't tell you how many times I've walked my fingers up walls, you know, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, to work your shoulder. Rachel Lang and Kevin Elo. Now, where are you located at?
Our address is 3673 Eureka Way.
But that's in the, what's the name of that little shopping center?
The Sunset Plaza.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And, 'cause I describe it where you're at. And I said, it's next to the new grocery outlet, and
mm-hmm.
it's next to the Chinese place.
It is.
And there's a pizza place, and I give the address, but I Sunset Plaza, of course.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody in Reading seems to know all the food places, so mentioning any of those food places, they seem to be right on the money.
Hey, we're there. Okay, so what would you tell people that have been suffering with, you know, a pain in their knee, their elbow, their back? You know, what would you tell them?
Mm-hmm. That there usually is some solution for improving the condition that's going on. it may not be complete alleviation of symptoms. Sometimes that's not just realistic given the current anatomy that somebody has, but oftentimes we can make some significant differences in that. One of our niches is actually in performing arts medicine as well, and a lot of performing artists figure that they just have to sort of suffer for their art. For some reason, that seems to be kind of one of the cliches in the art form, whether it be dancing, whether it be musicians and so forth, and they just figure more pain must be doing something right in their profession that they're sacrificing, and they don't have to be that way. There's no reason a football player has to be that way, so there's no expectation that a musician should have to be that way either. And so there is usually something that can be done. It's just a matter of finding what that right thing is and getting that in front of them.
Okay, well, we got to get you in front then of the Shasta College and all those other performing places there and dance clubs here in town. I mean, now they're starting to pick up again. Richard Lang and Kevin Eloff, thank you so much for coming in today. And you know what? I think I'm gonna come down and get an assessment. And because I don't want this knee to get worse. I don't want to get operated on. And it sounds like you all have got the code on how to get me through the next 4 or 5 years.
We'd be very happy to.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, when we come back, Dr. Doug Craig and I are going to discuss critical race theory. Oh, yeah. Stand by. And chat room, lighten up. Lighten up or I'll just turn it off. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Already grown to the size of about half the state of Rhode Island. Meanwhile, a Northern California blaze crossed the border into Nevada, prompting evacuations for people like Ed Hill in Douglas County, Nevada.
Well, I was worried about my house because there's a mountain right behind my house and the fire was coming right down. And so I don't know if my house is there or not.
It all began in neighboring California. Blowing embers from the Tamarack Fire south of Lake Tahoe ignited a fast-moving spot fire, prompting the new evacuation orders near Topaz Lake on the California-Nevada line. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters Speaker Pelosi is stacking the select committee meant to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot.
The idea that she's going to pick and choose, you're not going to get an outcome. I mean, she's picking and choosing, and she put a chairman on that objected to the election of George Bush.
And that is Leader McCarthy, who spoke out after Speaker Pelosi refused to allow Republicans Jim Banks and Jim Jordan to sit on that committee. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is urging vacation rental websites to warn customers about the dangers of home elevators.
The request comes after the death of a 7-year-old Ohio boy who got trapped between an elevator car and the shaft at a North Carolina beach house. In a recent letter, the commission's acting chairman, Robert Adler, urged Airbnb, Vrbo, and others to act immediately to protect consumers. An Airbnb spokesperson says the company is reviewing the letter. Meanwhile, Vrbo says it will share elevator safety information with property owners with elevators, including a recommendation to disable elevators until they're inspected.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. The Dow is up 213 points. More from townhall.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector? With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S. Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
A Palestinian official is leaving the door open to trilateral peace talks. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
A senior Palestinian official says it's now possible to hold bilateral and trilateral talks with the United States and Israel. Hussein al-Sheikh, security liaison with Israel and head of dialogue with the U.S., told the Media Line in an exclusive interview that the Palestinians view President Biden's recitation of the issues as a roadmap for renewed negotiations. According to Al-Sheikh, there were daily contacts between Washington and Ramallah, and efforts are focused on changing the atmosphere through direct talks between the Palestinians, Israelis, as well as the Americans. Al-Sheikh acknowledged the need to embrace the younger generation in political, economic, and social leadership. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Iran state media has confirmed a person has been killed during unrest in the western part of the country.
For more than a week, people have been taking to the streets at nightfall in towns and cities in the southwestern province of Khuzestan, chanting that they're thirsty and need water. The security forces have been mobilized against them. State media says that four people and a police officer have been killed, but blames the protesters. Activists say the figure is higher and that the security forces have opened fire on the demonstrations. Now, with the first death confirmed outside Khuzestan, the unrest seems to be spreading.
That's the BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Luxury car maker Mercedes-Benz is stepping up its move into electric cars. The company says it can see a market scenario where all sales are electric by the end of the decade. Mercedes says it plans to raise its share of battery and plug-in hybrid cars to 50% by the year 2025. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's where you get into our chat room. In chat room, step away from the coffee. Think about, take a deep breath before you start typing. Okay? Jared, you're there and you're ready. Right. Today's the 23rd of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. The healing starts there. And, Jared, you've got the weather here.
I do. It's currently 77 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 107 with a low of 68. On Saturday, a high of 109 with a low of 70. Sunday, 106 with a low of 71. And Monday, a high of 101, a low of 70, although on Tuesday it does get back, hopefully it stays this way, below triple digits to 95.
95 next Tuesday, something to live for. All right, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that have won state-level awards for hiring veterans, and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, the propane's all the same. It's the service, my friends, and they provide outstanding service. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we're starting a new series here once a month, and my fellow host on this is a guy by the name of Dr. Doug Craig, whom I've known since the day I walked in to Redding, California, and who had a show on our station right when we started, and is a clinical therapist,
psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm gonna let him introduce himself. So, Doug, who are you?
Okay, well, it's really great to be here, Carl. I do have fond memories of, I think it was back 2010, so I think you've been on the air for a year or so by then, and had a show called Wake Up Call, and got a lot of flack from my liberal friends. How dare I come on to a conservative radio station? But I was there for about 18 months, and loved it. Me and Pamela Spoto and I had a really good time.
Yeah, and when people say conservative, you look at, you know, that, and that's part of what we're going to be discussing.
Exactly.
Every month. And how you describe yourself. And right. How would you describe yourself?
Well, I think I sent you an email. And
I know, and
I
printed it out. That's why I asked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and so I do want to make clear that I do not primarily identify as a liberal or progressive or moderate or conservative. I identify primarily as a human, a father, a psychologist, a writer, and someone who thinks scientifically and spiritually about everything. Most labels, in my view, are toxic, divisive, restrictive, and destructive. And we use them to categorize ourselves and one another, and it destroys relationships and connections, and is generally harmful to our communities to think in terms of us and them all the time. So I try to transcend that. And as a psychologist, and before that a therapist, you know, for over 40 years, I have to focus on what works, and what works in my clinical office is to see the person across the room from me as just another person like me.
Once we start labeling people, and this is one of the things we're going to be talking about today in critical race theory, once we start labeling people, we have then they've ceased to be humans to us. Now they are this. Which explains sometimes the atrocities in war, that your opponent ceases to become human, and then the people around them cease to become human.
Exactly.
And so it's a lot easier then to do things that you would never do, never even think of.
Exactly.
If you were back home. I like to think of myself as, you know, when people label me as a conservative, it's funny because we do have conservative shows on our station, of course, but we also have socialist Democrat shows. We also have, the second highest rated show in the nation, Dave Ramsey, which is not about politics. It's about taking care of your family and yourself. I think of myself as somebody that served a nation that loves this country. It deeply loves this country. That I've served with people of all genders and races and sexual orientation. I will say I've never served with transgenders or that. That was after my time. There are things that need to be discussed in a calm way, with both sides being able to hear it, and to get rid of this labeling. Like when you say, why would you be on a conservative station? It's got nothing to do with that. We think of this station as a microcosm of our community, that we value all input on here. And yes, I get slammed because we have 1 hour of programming a week. That is, you know, I could say is a very, if I was, you know, I'm trying not to start labeling people, but it's on the progressive side. So, how can you do that? Well, it's easy. It's called the First Amendment. So, critical race theory. What I want to do is, Jared, are you in there? Let's take a real early break so we can get started. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Just absolutely fabulous people there, Rebecca and Henry. You can buy jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry to specially designed pieces that Rebecca and Henry have designed and built. And if you want your own piece of distinctive jewelry, go on down there. Show them what your design is. They may help you a little bit with that, but then they can build it for you so you can actually have a piece of jewelry that nobody else will ever have. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you decide to come in with a question, make it a question. Do not, no lecture, no 5 minutes of telling me all about it. Just ask the question if you have a question for myself or Dr. Doug Craig, who's my guest today. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have our insurance with Judy Maxwell. But if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy or one of her very able assistants a call for a free review and evaluation. 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Dr. Doug Craig is with me this morning, and we're going to have, once a month, we're going to have a show where we discuss different subject matter and try to bring in thoughts from both sides of the spectrum, or maybe the whole spectrum, and find that we agree, or we agree to disagree, but we can talk to each other and not get so fired up as some people do. Today is critical race theory. Was this an easy one for you?
No.
It wasn't for me either.
No. But it's more than just that topic.
Yeah.
I think it connects to every other topic that's important in our society. And I like to start off by just making sure that our listeners understand how I'm looking at this. And I think the best metaphor is what I do all day in my office. If I'm working with a couple who are having a conflict, they might show up in the office angry. Of course, now with COVID, I'm still doing phone therapy or Zoom. Mm-hmm. But it was not unusual to have a couple come into my office who had just had an argument in the car on the way to the session, and they're both upset. And I have to take maybe 20 minutes to try to figure out, well, what happened? Who said what? And they can't agree. They literally cannot agree on what they just argued about. So it points out to what I like to share with people who are open to hearing this, that we have to be careful that the least reliable instrument for identifying truth is the human mind. I have a sign in my office that says, "Don't believe everything you think. All human suffering is caused by thought, imagination, and memory." So, you know, the pain of the world can come externally, but suffering, that's what we do to ourselves. And as you said a moment ago, it is the cause of all wars and conflict. It all starts with people believing their thoughts, identifying with them, and acting on them. And it is the basis for racism. So we have to be careful of that. And then there's an acronym I like, HARM, H-A-R-M. And again, H is the human mind. A is artificial identities. And that, again, we're heavily polarized now. We were not like that in the 60s. When I grew up, there were such things as liberal Republicans and conservative Democrats. The
Scoop Jackson Democrat. That's what my dad would define them.
Yeah.
Moderate.
Well, and Strom Thurmond. You know, he was like as extreme conservative as you can get, and was a Democrat, and
also a racist,
and a racist, and the racist party was the Democrats. In fact,
yeah.
For 100 years, in fact, the way after the Civil War, after the Reconstruction brief period,
mm-hmm.
There was a compromise set up in 1877, and pretty much said, okay, you can do whatever you want to your African-American citizens, we don't care. But the Democratic Party in the North will work with the Democratic Party in the South to pretty much dominate, you know, Congress for the next 100 years for the most part. And so there really was not a democracy in America until 1964, 65, when the Voting Rights and Civil Rights Acts were passed. So, go ahead.
Well, one of our listeners said, can you start out with a definition? So I looked up, okay. And I tell you what, finding a definition, but this one here, critical race theory is an intellectual movement and loosely organized framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is not a natural, biologically grounded feature of physically distinct subgroups of human beings, but a socially constructed or culturally invented category that is used to oppress and exploit people of color. Critical race theorists hold that the law and legal institutions in the United States are inherently racist inasfar as they function to create and maintain social, economic, and political inequalities between whites and non-whites, especially African Americans. Would you agree with that?
I like that definition, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I can do research, my friends.
I certainly did.
So this is the critical race theory that is being espoused today. The founders of this, it came from the critical legal theory, which was being kicked around. This has been around for, since the 60s, the critical legal theory in Harvard and other places. And then it evolved into critical race theory, where racism is systemic. And all of our institutions, according to from what I've read from people that are espousing this, and it's all built to make one race be subjective to another race. Would you agree with that?
What I would agree with, if we step back and look at the broader picture, is that our species is evolving, and from the beginning of time, I'm assuming there have always been conflicts and competition, and that one's group will try to dominate another one. And it's not surprising that when our nation was founded that white men who owned property were at the top of that pyramid, and that there were groups below that, including women and men without white men without property, etc. And absolutely, black slaves at that time were property, were like livestock, and they were not considered human. And so critical race theory developed.
Three-fifths human, right? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Three-fifths human. They were three-fifths human.
And they had
that was a legal opinion,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, it was in the Constitution, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And jumping forward, in the 60s when there was a lot of revolutionary thoughts around liberation and looking at things critically, there was an effort to look and see, how much of this racism is embedded in the systems that operate in our society. And it pretty much stayed in law schools and grad schools up to the present time. And that's pretty much where it still is. A guy named Christopher Rufo, I believe it was, which I'm sure you're familiar with, was on Tucker Carlson's show and started talking about critical race theory as if it was being taught in our elementary schools, which I'm not aware that it is.
Well, there are instances that critical race theory or aspects of it,
right,
are being taught, where you're taking kids and telling them and they're dividing them into people and saying you are people of privilege. Say why you're people of privilege. And I've got examples of that. So maybe the entire process of it may not be in taught, but there are aspects of it where people in the United States, parents and school systems, are fighting back against this, believing that it's teaching racism to kids at a very early age.
Right. And I am fully in favor of people having calm conversations about race, what's true and what isn't true and what is the best way to address the reality that we have not yet achieved the America that is enshrined in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, that we still don't have equality for all. So that's a fact. And just let me say this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that we need to find a way to address it that doesn't demonize or stigmatize anyone. So I agree. We want to be careful how we do that. I just know that, the media is very effective at taking an issue and blowing it up and scaring people, and that doesn't make for a very good dialogue or conversation or problem solving.
I've had two phone calls since I've said we're going to have the show. Well, one phone call and one face to face with people of color, and they strongly rebuke the idea that they didn't have a fair shake in our country. One who is an immigrant, I guess his parents came from another country, so he was born. No, he came with them. He spoke one word of English, and he was 11 years old. It's called, and that word was apple. And he's now a doctor, and he looks at our country as the shining city on the hill, that our country afforded him the opportunity to live the American dream. How can it be that way for some people,
right,
and not for others? Obviously, in my opinion, this is mine, that you do have a chance to better yourself.
Okay,
in our nation.
Let me go over some.
And Terry, we're going to get to you in just 1 minute.
Okay, I'll kind of share some some research I did.
Sure.
So, so data from the 2016 Survey of Consumer Finances indicates that median black household net worth was in 2016 $17,600, which is one tenth of white net worth, which is $171,000. So your average black family, or excuse me, your average white family has as much wealth as the ten average black families. Single white parents have more than two times the wealth at $35,000 at the median of married black parents at $16,000. Older single black women with a bachelor's degree have a median net worth of about $11,000, while single white women with a college degree in the same age range have $384,000 in median net worth. Again, $11,000 versus $384,000.
Would that have anything to do with the numbers? It's apples to apples?
Yes,
here?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. For comparable levels of family socioeconomic status, black youth obtain more years of schooling and credentials, including college degrees, than white youth. So black youth are working just as hard, but they don't get the benefits. Black household heads with a college or university degree have about $10,000 less in median net worth than white household heads who never completed high school, right? Again, black household heads with a college or university degree, they make $10,000 less.
Okay. And I understand what you're saying here.
Right.
And I want to address that. But Terry, you have a question.
I do. And Trish said something yesterday, and I do want to preface it very quickly with this, and that is that there is two sides to every story.
Absolutely.
But there's also right and wrong. And there's two sides to every story. I'm sure that Pharaoh had his side, Moses had his, Hitler had his side, the Jews had theirs, and I'm sure that Stalin had his side, and the millions of people he killed had theirs. What do we hope to accomplish by teaching this to young children, very young children? What is it as a society, as you two guys, what do you hope to accomplish to further along their understanding? My best friend is American Indian. Another one of my best friends is Cuban. Another one is black. I don't understand the issue of this. I'd like you to explain it, because what do we hope to accomplish as we bring forth all these things?
That's, you know what, Terry, that's really a good question. And we're going to address that after we come back from the from our break. I have one personal question, though. Did you get my email?
Yeah. Well, I did. Thank you for sending that. Was that from you? Or
that was from me.
It said to Carl Bott.
So no, I know, but I put
BCC. Yourself. Got it, brother.
No, I put BCC, so I went out to individuals.
Gotcha.
So, okay. And that was why. I just want to make sure that you got
it. Yes, sir.
I've got
it. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, one of the highest rated hospitals for advanced primary stroke, facility for prevention and treatment. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Dr. Doug Craig, the first of many discussions that Dr. Craig and I are going to have over the upcoming months. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, the best place in Reading to get a haircut, in my opinion. They work on appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478, and they are man's last stronghold. I'm not sure if that's pejorative when I say that. They will cut women's hair. If you like flat tops or fades or beard trims, they're open for everybody. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Dr. Craig and I are here. We're discussing critical race theory, which, you know, us trying to do that. I mean, who are we to try to discuss this in 48 minutes? And as Terry just called and said, what do you hope to accomplish here? On my side, I want people to, as Dr. Craig said, we think things and we project things. If you do nothing else, but go out and read three or four different articles from different authors about what critical race theory is and what it's based on, and get some background like that, and not just get your information from me or Doug or Terry or Facebook or Twitter. That's what I hope is accomplished here.
Yeah, so again, I think the brouhaha over this issue is a distraction from what we probably should really be talking about. First, I want to make very clear, if I haven't already, that I am not presenting myself as an expert at race or critical race theory. I am a psychologist, and I do believe I have some expertise in how we communicate about these divisive issues. So what I believe is probably more true is that critical race theory is still only primarily taught in law schools. And so it's been overblown to make it sound as if all of our elementary school teachers are trying to have our white children hate themselves or feel like they're racist. I believe there's zero evidence of that. You might be able to find, you know, a case here and there, anecdotal evidence that is not scientific. I just don't think. And a friend of mine is on a school board here, and I understand from a mutual friend that he said there's absolutely no critical race theory taught locally here.
I've asked. By the way, I've asked that. I went to the school board.
Right.
And the answer was there is no indication, or that they know of no school system in any of our districts here that are teaching this. But let me take that, though, a step further.
Sure.
You know, it is, you know, it started in the universities. But an article here in the BBC, the concepts, however, have influenced historians, journalists, and educators in school districts across the U.S. who say they want to do more to teach the public about the U.S. struggles with discrimination rooted in race. Now, I have no problem with that. But what I have a problem with in Cupertino, California, asked third graders to label their own power and privilege in an identity map, and at least 30 schools recommended that students read Not My Idea, a children's book that called racism a white person's problem, and we are all caught up in it.
Again, I think we can find evidence here and there where efforts have been made to address the race issue that from different perspectives looks problematic. Again, I think if we're mature people, we don't have to fight about these things. We can sit down and have conversations if it feels like the pendulum swung too far in a particular school district. But take this point that people may forget. For decades, it's been true that you can sit down with a child, white or black, and give them a black doll and a white doll and say, which one is the good doll, which one is the bad doll? All children, black and white, will say, oh, the white doll is the good one, and the black doll is the bad one, right? You know, young children know that already. They know that.
Well, how would a black child who's been raised in a black family think that the white doll is better?
Why did my daughter, when she was 4 years old, and I tried to get her to be interested in remote cars because I didn't have any sons. And then later I took her to a sporting goods store to buy her a ball glove. In both cases, well, the first time when I said that, she said, oh, when I'm a boy, I'll do that. In other words, I couldn't possibly do that. I'm a girl. How does that happen? I have no clue how that gets into our children, but it does. Systemic racism affects...
Okay.
Yeah, and gender stereotypes affects people at an early age. It's communicated through the culture.
I think that being aware is very important.
Right.
That we try to be as fair and as impartial as we can. But I think attacking the system and saying that, and I have read this, and so I am not sure if it's critical race theory specifically says that the whole system is racist. Universities, law enforcement, schools, business, corporation, I mean, everything across the board is systemically racist, where I look at institutions as they are not people. They are an entity. How could they be racist? The institutions themselves.
Well, I think what's fair is to say that a lot of this is unconscious. So, for example, white male applicants with felony convictions are more likely to receive callbacks or job interviews and job offers than black men without a criminal record. Time after time.
Is this a nationwide? I know you've done a lot of research. Is that a nationwide, or is that a?
I could get you. This is a sociologist, Deva Pager's landmark field experiments in Milwaukee and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're talking about big cities.
Sample.
Okay, yeah. of the big cities. Sir.
Yeah, but okay. I'm saying that when you look at black and white humans with identical training, college experiences, even advanced degrees. Over time, the white person is making much more money. They're more advantaged. I hear what you're saying about institutions being racist, but what I'm saying is a lot of this is unconscious. You know, they've done experiments where, you know, they'll have 1,000 applications to different companies. And they'll use white-sounding names and black-sounding names. The white-sounding names get selected over the black-sounding names. So is that institutional racism? I think unconsciously...
It's the people in the institution.
Well, what I'm saying is that in less than 0.2 seconds, we believe whether I'm looking at an us or a them. And then we come up with cognitive rationalizations for what our gut told us. And so blacks, on average, will always, in all the studies, anything you look at, will be disadvantaged. Now, it isn't a conscious thing on every case where people are all walking around racist, but when they look at implicit bias, you know, I think one study found that like 60% of Republicans and 50% of white Democrats, you know, had some implicit bias. But all I think it means is that at this primitive level, you know, and we still are very primitive in our processing of information, we decide, is this person in my group or not? And we will prefer the person that's like us. And then we have to overcome that with our cognitive capacities to overcome our initial kind of fear of someone that's different.
You know, I won't argue about that.
Sure.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I won't argue about that. Our genetics, our DNA, have been of survival. Would you agree? I mean, to survive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, to survive.
Yep.
And I know people don't like this term called tribes, as we all know. But yet, we, as a human race, evolved by being able to protect ourselves. So the idea of tribalism or being with people that had the same ideas, same looks, the same idea to survive has been going on since man first stepped, stood up.
Right.
And so I could think, you know, I could actually, somebody said this is in our DNA to want to be with groups that are like me. It's so ingrained in us for protection and for, it goes all the way, to me, it always goes back to safety from things that happened, hundreds of thousands of years ago. But your statistics and things I've read, I'm not disagreeing with your statistics at all. I've read these myself. The step is, how do we get past that without laying the blame on one group of people, which is, I think, what critical race theory at its, you know, maybe the esoterical, and it is just a theory, is doing. But let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Here it is. It's Friday, 8:47 in the morning. And when people say to me, you always say it's the good guys against the bad guys. That's judgmental. No, it's not. So here's what I want you to think. That's up to you. That's absolutely up to you. When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, well, are you a good guy? That's your definition. It's not mine. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m. Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take the chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train, girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment this morning, and it is 8:52 in the morning here on Friday, the 23rd of July. Dr. Doug Craig and I are in here. We're discussing critical race theory. And you know what? This is going to continue, my friends. I've been doing this for 11 years. I feel like we have a pretty good selection of shows that address so many things. We got three of the top-rated shows, national shows in the country on our station. We have more locally produced shows than any other place that's around here, or maybe even north of Sacramento, or even maybe including Sacramento. And so having an open dialogue about issues that can be contentious is something that I want. I want people to think. I want people to respond. I want you to get involved in this. And we'll be talking about pious things that will set your hair on fire over the upcoming months. But if it does, maybe find out why it's setting your hair on fire. and then be able to address it using facts. Everything we're saying here today comes out of facts. This isn't none of this is saying, well, this is what I believe. This is things that have been studied and that we're bringing out. So let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Wow. Hello. Good morning. The flaws in this race theory are so many, I can only cover a couple. But, you know, the problem with this race theory is it's unfortunately coming from one side of the political spectrum. That's key to know, by the way. Also, they do not teach the founding documents and the founding fathers. It took them over a generation with the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, et cetera, in order to abolish slavery in this country. And these people are perpetuating the idea of racism and slavery in our country by failing to instruct our students in that way. And then another issue is, your doctor there, whoever he is.
Dr. Craig. It's not whoever he is. It's Dr. Doug Craig.
Okay. Dr. Craig, so you talk about these studies with kids being given, here's a black doll and a white doll. Who's bad? Who's good? Really? Were any of the options in that very study, are they both good or are they both bad? Probably not. That's how they perpetuate their statistics. That's how statistics are flawed. That's how they ingrain racism, is by doing flawed studies. So I wait on the air for his response to that.
That's okay. Thanks, Rich, for your question. You know what? And statistics, you know, what did they say? Statistics are in the eyes of the beholder here. I mean, when I see polls, I always wonder what the question is and who's asking it. So his question is that what were there other questions in the study? And that, you know, are both dolls bad or both dolls good?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I mean, I was in grad school from 1980 to 84. So, and I've come across that study and studies like that over the years. So I didn't bring anything in with me today.
Sure.
I can't say one thing about it except what I've already said. So I can't add to that. I don't know.
We've only got like about 4 minutes left. The idea of, and what I hope what we've done today is we've, the idea of critical race theory is something that if you're a parent, you really need to take a look at it. Is it truly tearing down the institutions? Do we have racism still in the United States? I would say yes. It has to be. I mean, there's racism through all cultures, I believe. So the question is the United States so racist, and you can say systemically racist, that people of color don't have a chance?
Well, over the last 50 years, the poverty rate, you know, back 1960 to the present, it remains 3-1. So in that sense, there's that wealth disparity.
But people of color's income has risen also during that time.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Poverty rate has dropped. But
right.
I'm saying the 3-1 ratio has not, that gap has not changed. That's all we're saying, is when we say systemic or institutional racism, we're just saying that the consequence of, on the average family, is impacted by the fact that if their skin was white, that they would have a differential experience, a life experience. They would not be incarcerated as much. They would live longer. They would have better health outcomes.
Is that the white privilege they talk about?
I think it is a consequence of a society that's still evolving in trying to become more fair and equitable. I think that's what that is.
Do you think our society, Doug, is trying? I mean, is trying.
Absolutely.
To give everybody a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do I.
Yeah. I'm very optimistic.
So am I.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that bothers me the most is when I look at the education in inner cities, and I don't care which inner city it is, in the vast majority of the cases, the education level and the education, the opportunities for kids in inner city schools are nothing like you would get if you were 25 miles away in a racially mixed suburb. If you had 50-50 and you lived in Park Forest or Naperville as opposed to downtown Chicago. How is that fixed? That right there would help a lot of the, quote, economic problems.
So I know we're toward the end, so let me make this point.
Yeah.
So the stability of our democracy was maintained from the Civil War to the early 60s on the backs of blacks in the sense that racial discrimination created that stability. The polarization that's tearing apart our democracy right now started because of the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act and the shrinking demographics. So at one time, like 80% of America was married white Christians. And by about 10 years from now, that will be a minority. And
I'm a minority already in California.
And it's difficult to find societies in which shrinking ethnic minorities gave up their dominance without a fight. The simple fact of the matter is that the world has never built a multi-ethnic democracy in which no particular ethnic group is in the majority, and where political equality, social equality, and economics that empower all have been achieved. That's our challenge.
There, and in this, what you said, what we need to do is have a society, as we continue to move forward, that we move forward as a whole society. I don't agree with many aspects of what I...